Hello and welcome to KPCRadio.com. It's Wednesday, October 14th. My name is Lucas Wiggins and you're listening to Pierce Projects, where we discuss planned and scheduled events that support the student population here at the college. On today's show, we have the pleasure of welcoming Lisa Valdez and Charles Johnson. Mrs. Valdez is an outreach librarian working her first semester here at the college, and Mr. Johnson is an adjunct faculty member here on special assignment to counsel veterans and lead them through a transition program to create more academic and professional success. Welcome to you both, and thank you for joining me on today's show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to start with you, Mrs. Valdez. We're going to discuss the planned events that you guys have going on in the library, the first of which is The War Comes Home, which is an exhibit that you guys are going to host that is associated with the English department. Am I correct?
It's associated with the One Book, One Campus book that we're doing, Operation okay. Homecoming.
Okay. Tell us about that project, One Book, One Campus. I wasn't even aware. So tell me about that.
Well, every year the English department and other departments get together and they choose a book that the campus can read as one group mm-hmm. and have discussions and different programs surrounding it. And usually mostly it's the English department, but we've had a lot of other departments join in this time, like even political science, communications, and the art department. So it's been a collaboration with several folks. So it seems to be growing.
And how do you all work together to come about choosing a specific book that you can offer in the program?
Well, actually, since this is my first semester, the book was already chosen before I got here. So that part, we're actually choosing the book for next year now. I actually don't know who chooses it because mm-hmm. I'm the outreach librarian. I mostly just create the programs and promote them. So mm-hmm. that's mainly my focus, and then go into the community and onto the campus in various areas just to make people aware of the things that we're doing. That's my job.
Okay, so this is your first semester here at Pierce. Let's talk a little bit more about your background before we get into this exhibit. What were you doing before you were at Pierce?
I was a public librarian with the LA Public Library System. I was a youth librarian, and before that I did outreach. And I did parent and child workshops. Mm-hmm. So I work with the community a lot there. And before that, I was in law enforcement for many years. I kind of did a career change, so.
Okay. But giving back to the community, I'm guessing, is your main focus.
Yes, I was an anthropology undergrad, and so I work with a lot of cultures, and I love working with people.
Okay, right on. Good to know. We're in good hands here at Pierce. We can go to the library and find someone we need anytime, right? All right. So back to War Comes Home. What is this book about?
Actually, the actual title is War Comes Home, The Legacy. Mm. And it's an initiative created in part by the Cal Humanities and also their partner with the State Library. And it's a thematic program designed to promote a greater understanding of veterans mm-hmm. and explore how the war shaped the community.
Okay.
And so it's actually a panel. It's like 14 panels that are spread throughout the library, mm-hmm. and it is it's just a compilation. The book is a compilation of letters from the veterans to their family members, blogs, poems, and then also some letters and poems that family members have written to the veterans. And some of them are stories. One in particular that stood out for me was a gentleman was writing about his experience as an employee of the Pentagon during the attack on during 9/11 mm-hmm. and just the devastation and the different people that he couldn't help and the people that he had to drag to safety. So it's one of those books that you read a little bit and then you have to put it down. Mm-hmm. So even though you're not there, I mean, I can only imagine what it was like for him. And then, you know, sitting with people until, you know, their last breath is, you know, it was just a difficult book to mm-hmm. go through. So
it gives you an emotional attachment to what service members and people that work with the government happen to go through.
Definitely. I think we really don't have any idea what servicemen and women are really doing for us when they make the choice to serve.
Mm-hmm. Right on, right on. Mm-hmm. So the whole exhibit is going through from October 26th to December 5th, is that correct?
Well, actually, it's December 4th.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be running there all the time during the open library hours, and it's interactive, so you can either pick up an MP3 player at the circulation desk, mm-hmm. And each banner has a number on it, and you just text a number if you use your cell phone, and you choose that number to listen to their story through your cell phone or through the MP3 player. And we also have it in Spanish. You just choose a different number.
Okay, right on, right on. All right, so campus veterans panel discussion. How are these panels going to work? You mentioned there's going to be 14 of them.
Yeah, they're kind of like you know, those tall signs around the campus that says keep calm, transfer on.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like that, really top to bottom, very long banners.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to give a description and a photo of the actual veteran. And it's going to be various branches of the military are going to be represented. But it's going to cover from the Civil War all the way to Afghan-Iraqi War.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, you know, past to present.
Are we going to have speakers from representing the Civil War?
Did you get there? No.
I'm just curious.
No. You will have those representatives. You will have their voices. You will have some of the voices, some of the survivors, mm-hmm. and maybe even family members actually speaking on their behalf or reading some of the letters that they wrote.
Wow.
And so that's what you're going to be listening to.
Wow.
But you'll be able to know who wrote it because of the photo that's there on the banner.
Okay, wow. Right on, right on. That's mm-hmm. that's great. That's okay. A connection that a lot of us, I mean, even myself, and I'm sure Charles included, that,
yeah.
you know, I personally haven't had the opportunity to connect with, you know, too many people that have any involvement in the Civil War. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that'll be an enlightening experience for myself,
mm-hmm.
as well as many others. So moving on, November 1st, trivia series. Is this included? I'm just looking at the schedule here. Is this included in your, is this a snafu or?
No.
What is this?
What I've been trying to do is design as much program, as many programs that we can to support what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
To support not only the War Comes Home exhibit, but also the One Campus, One Book. So we're actually trying to do different things, you know, that have to do with veterans or war trivia. So the trivia series is pretty much every week is going to cover different wars. So we're going to see how much you know. So instead of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, we did it Are You Smarter than Stewie Griffin. He's just a bit of a smart aleck.
That'll get him, right?
So, and at the end of each week, you turn it, we do a random drawing,
mm-hmm.
and you can win the actual One Campus, One Book that we're doing, Operation Homecoming, so you can win a book.
Okay.
But we also have a lot of other stuff that's going on actually on the 26th for the kickoff. We are doing a veterans panel, so we are
mm-hmm.
having veterans that are actually students here on campus that are actually going to be doing a panel
mm-hmm.
within the library.
Myself included?
Yes. So what they're going to actually be doing is students are going to come in. It's open to anyone can come
mm-hmm.
and sit with a veteran and ask them, you know, what it was like to serve. And hopefully people can be considerate and not dig too deep,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of things that veterans have experienced that they will not and they are not comfortable speaking about. But we will also have some veteran psychologists there
mm-hmm.
to support the veterans to make sure that they are comfortable with the questions that they are being asked. And they are not required to answer anything that they are not comfortable answering.
Right on.
And after that series, we're having November 4th, we are actually having the people who edited the book, Operation Homecoming.
Andrew Carroll and John Bennett.
Correct. They're mm-hmm. going to be coming. They're going to be speaking at the Great Hall
mm-hmm.
From 11:30 to 1:30. So people should be able to, for those classes that are actually working with the book, it'll be a great opportunity for them to come and ask questions about what made them decide to you know, work on this project. Mm-hmm. And they also created a video documentary too, which is really good.
Okay. So not only will they get insight on a service member's outlook on their experiences, but they'll also have help working towards their degree, because it's a required reading for some of the classes. Is that correct?
It is.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. All right. That being said, having veterans available to speak on a panel, I know yourself, Charles, mm-hmm. you're a veteran as well. Do you plan on contributing anything to this exhibit?
Yes, I do. Anything she needs. So I plan to sit on a panel if she needs me, mm-hmm. or anything, anywhere I can assist.
You're going to be the psychologist. He's going to be walking around facilitating, making
go.
Sure that, because that's his job. That's what he does as a profession. So that's why I'm going to use him
where
he does that. So that's what we're going to be doing.
All right. So November 4th, Andrew Carroll. November 10th, the flag ceremony, which, if I may mention, I would be in my dress blues standing, you know, to represent.
Okay. I know they still fit. Okay. I know yours still fit. I know they do. I know they still fit.
Hey, I'm not giving away anybody's age here, but, you know. Yeah, so are you going to be involved in the flag ceremony at all?
I'll be there to support it, but mm-hmm. I won't be actually...
Dressing up.
And,
right on.
Mm-hmm.
And you served, you did over 20 years in the military.
Actually,
correct?
26, yeah.
26.
Oh, wow.
Active duty, yes.
You want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, you know, I did 26 years active duty from 1981 to 2007. Mm-hmm. You know, I served on many different commands. I was on a guided missile destroyer, aircraft carrier, supply ship, stationed in Guantanamo for about 3 years, mm-hmm. and I finished my career off in a recruiting command here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right on. Mm-hmm. So you have plenty of experience for our veterans here on campus to draw from.
Oh yes.
There we go, and
yes,
I'm looking forward to utilizing and picking your brain on every aspect of everything it is that you do, because, you know, I know you mentioned to me earlier, there's many topics that you cover professionally, so... You know, I'll definitely be looking forward to getting into those, even outside of the radio station. Mm-hmm. So, back to Lisa here. November 13th, the veterans reception. Is this just for the veterans that participated, or is this for anyone that wants to? Well, how's the reception going to go?
The reception we're doing to honor the veterans who are students here on campus along with their families.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's pretty much, even if you're part of the Student Veterans Association as a member or a supporter, we like you to come and show your face, and just, you know, we just wanted to do something to thank the veterans, especially mm-hmm. the ones that are students here, to promote awareness
mm-hmm.
and to just show a little support for them. And it's actually a great ending to the end of Veterans Week, which starts with the flag ceremony on the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be there for that as a supporter also. And then later on that day, the veterans are actually hosting their semi-annual barbecue
mm-hmm.
out on the mall. So
the Veterans Club.
Yes. So mm-hmm. people need. Well, actually, is it the Veterans Club?
It's the Veterans Club. Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Club mm-hmm. is hosting that.
Absolutely.
So there'll be a different choice of food that day. So people should come out.
Most definitely.
And get
and
a
that's November
plate.
10th again, and they'll be out there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please do stop by and support our veterans.
And is it $5 a plate?
I don't know the pricing right now.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not sure there was an agreement on that yet.
Okay.
But we'll definitely let our listeners know as soon as that information becomes available.
Okay.
So that's November 10th again. Let's move on. The veterans reception mm-hmm. is November 13th.
Yes.
From 11 to 12:30.
Yes.
That's also in the Learning Crossroads building, the first floor, which is the ASO.
Yes.
Which you are involved in, Mr. Johnson. Tell us a little bit about your role in the ASO.
Well, right now I'm really kind of filling in, helping out the ASO advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of working in the Student Life Center,
mm-hmm.
kind of bringing a little structure, helping students to, you know, go through their day, to sit there relaxed.
And just making a more student-friendly environment there in the ASO.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay. So let's get back to I wrote up a couple questions here that I want to ask you. We're going to go keep it within the time frame. Mm-hmm. When did you start working here at Pierce?
No, I started about 6 months ago, you know, so I got about six months experience here at Pierce.
Okay. What were you doing prior to coming?
Prior to coming here, I was a CEO of an engineering company.
So why the transition?
In 2009, there was a big recession that hit small business. Mm-hmm. And I needed to transition out of the business into back what my real education was in, and that's into psychology.
Okay, right on. So is it something that you're passionate about?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. What experiences do you have in the field working with veterans that you're, prior to coming to Pierce, that you're going to hope to implement with the population here now?
You know, I've had a lot of experience with veterans. You know, I created when you say in the field, what do you mean by that?
Just outside of Pierce College. I should have worded that different, but yeah, just outside of Pierce College. What experience do you have working with veterans, whether it be through psychology or whether it be through employing them in your engineering business?
Oh, it was a lot. It was a lot. I was the chairman of the Inland Empire Business Association, mm-hmm. For veterans. Mm-hmm. And we got together with veterans and we had them form their own businesses. We trained them on being entrepreneurs and we set them up to get state, local, and federal contracts.
Okay. How does that process work for anybody that might be interested? Could you share with us a little bit?
Well, what they could do is they could look up the Veterans Business Elite. Mm-hmm. And what it is a group of veterans who, some have retired, some have just got out of the military. And they got together they're supported by the state in order for them to help veterans create their own business structure. So what this does is, let's say you're a veteran and you get out and you want to start you a t-shirt company. Mm-hmm. So they'll show you how to structure the company, how to do the contracting process, and how to set it up to be successful.
Okay, so you pretty much have to come in the deal with like a 5-year plan type situation and anything like something. What are the paperwork steps like involved in the whole setup process?
We take you from start to finish, meaning that I used to teach a course called Entrepreneurship 101, mm-hmm. Just for vets, where I'd come in and show you just coming out of the door exactly how to apply, how to certify yourself as a veteran-owned business. Mm-hmm. Once you certified as a veteran-owned business, we show you exactly whatever your marketplace is. We show you whether you want a niche market, whether you want to open it up to the greater market, and we show you all how to find contracting opportunities, how to bid on the contract opportunities, how to put together the proposals for the contracting opportunities, and of course how to win.
Right, because we all want to win, right? Land of the free, home of the brave. All right. So you're here to, you mentioned you wanted to set up the Veterans Resource Center. You're pretty much here to facilitate that, because I know there's not one existing on campus right now. Mm-hmm. What goes into setting up a successful Veterans Resource Center?
You know, the director of the Veterans Veteran Service here at Pierce College is Anna Faye Robinson.
Right, right.
So it's kind of like her ball game. Well, I'm here kind of to support that. Mm. And once it's created, once they actually create the center, then they would bring someone in like me, which would facilitate the resources necessary for our veterans to have what's called wraparound services.
Okay.
And what that would entail in, that would probably look something like, if you walk in the door, you could get anything from education planning to counseling to referral services, whether it was referral services for disability or referral services for mental health. Mm-hmm.
All of this funded through the VA?
I'm not sure exactly, mm-hmm. whether the resource center is funded from state funds or whether there are federal funds. Mm-hmm. I believe some of them are state funds, but okay. I'm not sure about
okay.
that.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll check with Anna Faye on that one.
Yes.
All right. So speaking about Anna Faye, have you worked with her at all, or what work have you done thus far that has contributed to setting up a Veterans Resource Center?
Well, so far we've been in the planning aspects of it, but that's more of an administrative function at the college, not really now what I'm doing.
Most definitely.
It's more of an administrative function of finding space, mm-hmm. and budgeting.
And it's all a process, and it has to start somewhere. And I'm just glad that someone's, you know, taking the initiative to start it, at least while I'm here. And myself, as well as other veterans on campus, I'm sure are more than willing to do whatever we can to help. And that being said, what can we do to help you facilitate the Veterans Resource Center?
Well, big. I just want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of the center, so I'm like everyone else. You know, I want to see our veterans thrive here, and they're thriving at Pierce, and we want to make sure that they have the resources necessary for them to be successful. And the reason that being is, I started off getting my AA degree in a junior college. Mm-hmm. I started off with a junior college, got an AA degree, went on, used my benefits, got a bachelor's degree, went on to get a master's in business, an MBA, mm-hmm. went on to get a master's in clinical psychology, now PhD in psychology.
So you're a shining star
now. It's using the military benefits exactly. that allowed me to do all those things. And I would like to see all of our veterans not mm-hmm. only do it, but understand that it's possible to achieve those things.
Exactly. And with that being said, what resources are available right now that veterans can take advantage of here on campus that you know of?
Well, really, it's the Veterans Club. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're a great resource, you know, for referrals. And if you look at the Veterans Center, you know, I'm not sure every resource that they provide, but I know that's more of a certification process for their benefits in order for them to be able to go to class and have their ed plan certified.
Okay, right on. And then, and that whole process pretty much goes through with the ed plan and everything, goes from counselor to NFA, and then, and she's pretty much the gatekeeper as far as that goes, right?
I tell you the truth, I'm not involved in those
processes. I wanted to get NFA in here today, but she was busy.
I don't want to speak for things that I'm not involved in, and I don't want to speak for somebody.
Don't feel pressured. But I'm going to get her in here tomorrow, hopefully,
right.
Tomorrow evening, and then, you know, stand by for that conversation. But we're gonna try and dig a little deeper here and see what else is going on. So November, Veterans Month. A lot of things going on for veterans.
Yes.
Everything's about moving forward and doing so in a positive fashion. And, you know, I like to thank you, Lisa, for your involvement in not only being the outreach librarian, but you know, and working with the departments to set up this whole exhibit with the war coming home. And actually, what I wanted to talk to you about is the book bike. You mentioned there's a book bike coming around, and the first time I heard anything about it was when you told me. So I have to know more.
Well, the book bike is kind of just a way to do outreach, so I don't have to use those stairs for one going to the performing arts department, mm-hmm. and coming down to the village too, because I almost got lost behind here. It's a big campus, mm-hmm. so but it's also to create awareness of the different resources on campus, not just the library, but to make sure that all the students are utilizing the benefits and the resources, to make sure that they're seeking out the health center, because you're paying that health fee anyway. You might as well go see the doctor, mm-hmm. you know, because who knows if you have any other type of health insurance, and to make sure that you're seeing your counselor and that it's not a scary place. First year experience.
Absolutely.
That we have a tutoring center, that we do have the ASO, that we do have the veteran center, that we have information for the international students. And I'll be giving away a little swag here and there. And mm-hmm. it's also a conversation starter. So kind of just, you know, I'll be going around showing students how to use the databases off the campus. And then get involved in the community also, mm-hmm. by doing bike rides around the community too.
Okay. Are there any? Oh no, go ahead.
I was wondering about this swag.
Oh.
You know, this is a little swag. Could you just tell me what is this little swag?
So they're giveaways. They're giveaways. They're giveaways with the college and library logos on there.
Oh.
So it's just a little incentive for the students. You know. To show them that the college supports them in every way.
Right on. That's what I like to hear. Now, are there any waivers or any type of insurance forms you have to sign prior to riding this bicycle? Are there any instructions that come with this bicycle?
Well, as far as I know, I'm the only one that's going to be riding the bike, and I've been post-certified by the police department to ride a bike. And
okay.
If I could ride a regular bike, I could ride this bike.
All right. Now, if you need some veterans to come by and inspect it for you, because we need to make sure they have good brakes. That's a pretty steep hill over there, and I hate to, you know.
If I need to, you know, put my certification inside the box and attach it to the wall, I'll do that. Just so there's no problems.
There you go. Do what you got to do, right? All right. So It's about the end of our show. Okay. I'd like to thank people for tuning in to KPCRadio.com and listening to Pierce Projects. Thank you, Lisa Valdez and Charles Johnson, for coming in, and thank you for everything you do. I look forward to having more conversations with you, Charles, as far as the Veterans Resource Center and everything we can do to support our veteran population while I'm still a student here, and even afterwards. And that's our time, so thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. This is Lucas Wiggins, and you're listening to KPCRadio.com.